Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs. We're your hosts. Chris Schubert floating around as a producer. We're from the Draft Network. We're brought to you by Bet Online, the best spot for all your sports information and wagering. They've got it all. They've got football's futures, which I've been enjoying some of those right now. Got the NBA playoffs, the Major League Baseball season, the NHL playoffs are happening. They've got esports, Vegas casino games, the poker games. They've got it all over at Bet Online. And if you want to check them out, it's a super easy website to navigate. You can use your desktop or your mobile device. If you sign up today, we'll give you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code BELEAV. That's B-L-E-A-V. Bet Online, it's where the game starts. Kyle, happy National Wine Day to you.
Thank you very much. Red or white?
Red. Malbec.
Malbec.
Yeah, man.
I will take any red over any white any day.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
White's either too sweet or too tart, right? Like, they're too extreme on both ends of the spectrum.
And the whole thing with white wine and, like, people sometimes put ice cubes in it. It kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies, you know? Like, you shouldn't be putting ice cubes in your wine. Can't get behind it.
I agree. So, Rich Boy Summer here today on Draft Dudes. The concept being, and we were inspired this time by NFL.com, did an article on the next wave of second contracts that we are expecting to see come sooner rather than later, and who some of those players are, how much they're expecting to get paid. And we're going to be discussing those contracts here today on the show. But not before I ask Joe what's going on the TV desk behind him. Are those Funko Pops? Like, what do you have behind you back there?
They are Funko Pops. They've been there for, like, weeks. There is Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Jim Kelly, and a second Stephon Diggs. I maybe accidentally ordered two Stephon Diggs.
Are they... What is your purpose with the Funko Pops?
I think they're cool. I think they're fun. They're cool.
You like them?
Nice little office piece. Yeah, I do. I think they're neat. Okay. So
you ever cut one open and see they put, like, the brain inside and all that kind of stuff? You ever see that?
No, I've never held one. I've never taken them out of the box. They're just chilling back there.
Diminishes their value, Kyle. You don't take them out of the box. They stay in the box. I have a bunch back here that are in the box.
Why are you back there, Chris?
What do you mean, why am I back there?
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were back in your old place again.
No, this is the new place. This is the new
place. Yeah, I know. It's just right now there's boxes on the floor and a door. It looks like home.
Yeah, it does look like home, but no. But yeah, you don't take them out of the box. It depreciates in value.
Chris has moved like 10 times.
Not a collector item kind of guy. I'm the guy who buys used pants on eBay. So just remember who you're talking to here. I bought found the Dolphins large Zubaz pants, not the shorts, and I bought them the other day. So I'm really excited about that.
Kyle keeps eBay going. You've made some purchases there.
That hell of good purchases too.
Some good ones. Some good ones. Some that I wouldn't have made, but you're always pretty satisfied. So
great.
All right.
Great. Let's see who we want to start with. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think we have to, right? I mean,
I don't think he's getting a deal done this summer, for what it's worth. I don't think he's going to be a part of Rich Boy summer.
Oh, boy.
Do you think he would?
Okay. Well, it's hard to say in either direction, because was it Harbaugh or DaCosta? They came out and said, like, at some point, we got to stop going to Lamar and saying, like, hey, man, let's get an extension done. Like, he has to want to, like, get it done. So I just have a hard time consuming all of that, because this man is probably staring at a massive contract extension. And I'm not sure why he wouldn't want to get that done. Like,
why would you sign it now, though, coming off the season that he just had?
Said that... You think that's why? What if he gets injured again? Then he gets a franchise tag.
Great. Then you're playing for guaranteed 30 whatever million dollars.
You don't think he's getting well over 40 plus per season despite the injury last year?
I don't think he's signing any contract feeling as though he's maximizing his value relative to what he could be.
Can I ask
Chris
you guys a question?
Loaded back in here. Yeah.
I did.
What do you got?
Yeah, I came back with a purpose.
I have the numbers from overthecap.com up in front of me, and I'm just going to give you what the average per year is, and you tell me, is Lamar worth more or less than this player? Just we can see where he would fit here right now. Again, don't know what he's going to do. By the way, he's his own agent, right? He doesn't have an agent.
Yeah.
That's the other part of this.
He's his own representation.
Right. He does this on his own. Okay.
I want to tell you something really quick, though. I would be my own agent, too, if I was in the NFL. There's chance I'd just give up part of my money for someone else to negotiate this stuff.
You can get enough of a basic understanding of the way contracts are written in contract language and be able to do it on your own. You do not need to give away the percentage.
100%.
Is he worth more than Jared Goff?
Yes.
Is he worth more than Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he worth more than Russell Wilson? Now Russ is also due for a new deal, but
Russ was also not good last year himself.
Are you asking me if I would rather have Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson? I think I'd pick Lamar.
For the same dollar amount?
Yeah.
So if money was equal, you'd rather have Lamar.
Yeah. Because age isn't equal.
Russ is gonna play a long time though. It's very close for me, but I would probably lean Lamar.
Okay. Is he worth more than Dak?
I'd rather have Dak.
I'd rather have Dak as well.
Is he worth more than Matt Stafford?
I mean, 34-year-old Matthew Stafford with 34? Back problems. 34. I'm going Lamar.
Yeah. Give me Lamar.
Derek Carr.
I'd rather have Lamar.
Lamar Jackson.
Josh Allen.
Josh.
Okay, so I think I've hit where the ceiling is. He's in what you guys just said, he's worth anywhere from 35, 36 million to about 42.
Right. And if he signed a deal right now, it would be closer to 36 as compared to 42, in my opinion, based on the injuries that he had last year. He did not play well down the stretch last year. I understand the team was really hurt, and they lost a lot of really good players throughout the course of the season. I think if I'm playing the game myself, or I'm my own representation, I would want to bet on myself to come off of a better, more productive, more stable season before signing a long-term contract.
So I appreciate what Chris came in here and did. But I want to kind of take this to a different, because if I'm Lamar, I'm referencing two contracts. Aaron Rodgers, who signed 3 years, $150 million, and I'm referencing Deshaun Watson, who signed 5 years, $230 million, fully guaranteed. That's an average of $46 million per season. Mm-hmm. And I math is pretty easy. The average annual value for Aaron Rodgers is $50 million a season. We're starting this conversation at 45 per. I'm not going less.
Then I'm playing him on the franchise tag for the next 2 years. He's getting the Dak Prescott treatment.
Right. So that's very much was where I was hoping this conversation was going to go. Because, like, yeah, we could sit here and do this and think it's really cool if he takes like 38 or 39 or 40. But I don't think that's going to be the case. This guy was the NFL MVP. He's a unique player. But, I mean, my goodness, this guy has led some really friggin' good offenses. And you worry about how his skill set ages, right? And you don't pay players contracts because of what they've done. You pay them for what they're going to do for your football team. And I think how Lamar Jackson is going to age as a player gives me a lot of cause for concern. And with that in mind, I don't disagree with you, Kyle, that maybe the best play for Baltimore here is, yeah, we'll tag him a couple times and continue to evaluate. And, if he evolves in certain ways, then maybe you do pull the trigger. But maybe the best thing for the Ravens is just to kind of roll with the tag for a couple of years.
I mean, so Lamar's entering into the last year of his current deal, correct?
Yeah, well, I think he's playing on the fifth-year option this year, right?
Right, so he's in the last year of his current contract. Yeah. Joe, the difference of your asking price if you're Lamar Jackson, the projected franchise tag total next year is $14 million.
Big win for Baltimore.
Right. Do you want to sign for 36? Great. No? You're going to play for 31 and a half?
Too bad.
One year fully guaranteed deal.
Too bad.
I know we're supposed to be ripping through a bunch of contracts right now, but I think the conditions in which Lamar's season went last year, on top of him being his own representation and not really being receptive to playing ball with Baltimore, I think it leads. This is a very complex conversation with a lot of variables in play. And if I were Lamar, I would want to bet on myself and come off of a stronger season and say, okay, let's iron something out between end of January, February, beginning of March. Let's iron something out if we want to work long term. But I'm going to sign when I've played better. And if I'm Baltimore, I'm kind of saying at this point, we have our price point, and if you don't want to come to the table and talk about it, then we don't want to talk until after the season anyway. So I just would be very surprised if this contract extension gets done before the start of this season.
It's interesting that you bring up that angle with it, because last summer when Josh Allen, that conversation happened, the question was, all right, well, this is really a one-year sample size. Josh, his first 2 years, not that great, right? Year three was the big breakout, and, it was like, okay, well, you kind of understood from Josh's perspective that, 2020 statistically may be the best he'll ever be. We've had that conversation. Yep. That's not a knock on Josh. It's just like, hey, you set a friggin' high bar and you're still going to be a tier one quarterback, but you might never have better numbers than this. And so you kind of understood that. And from the team's perspective, I remember saying to myself, well, he'll never be less expensive than he is today. Right. And that's absolutely true. And so that marriage kind of worked, but you still from the team's perspective, I had some level of concern that can Josh replicate this under a more normal circumstance? And to his credit, he did last year, but those dynamics are different with Lamar. I think from both perspectives, but I get nervous for Lamar that he's not going to maximize his earnings potential. I do see a scenario. Yes.
Go ahead.
Wouldn't you, if I thought Josh getting his deal done last offseason was everything Lamar needed to, he's already played this game. He already waited. And I don't think it worked out for him, round one of waiting. I would have saw that deal Josh signed and said, okay, let's go. Let's get something done here. Because I don't think he's positioning. Now, if he goes back out this year and has the type of season I think he's capable of, we'll chuckle at this conversation that we're having here in late May. But
well, yeah, it's
I think waiting has already cost him.
The The other side of this coin is the Dak Prescott conversation with Dallas, right? Where we sat here after Dallas finally signed an extended Dak, and we were like, man, y'all could have signed him 18 months ago and probably saved yourself $4 million a season, right? Like, it might end up that way for Baltimore, but it's Lamar who's the one who's choosing to wait, which is what makes it really interesting is Dak wanted to
really interesting.
Dak wanted right. Dallas was the one who decided they wanted to slow play and draw that out. Well, it ended up working and burning Dallas and going in Dak's favor. So Lamar has some inspiration there on this is a slow play situation in which the quarterback, you wait long enough, wait long enough, wait long enough. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, you will end up making up the earnings in the end. And I think that's what he's betting on. It is a risk, though, because I agree with you.
At the risk of sinking a bunch of more time into quarterbacks, like I feel like Kyler Murray is worth bringing up, especially because like he's not at OTAs, right? Like he's not there. The starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, who wants a new contract, is not with his teammates right now. So like how hard do you think he's willing to force this issue? Is Kyler going to like sit out until he gets a deal, or is it just like, hey, these are voluntary, I'm going to send my message, but when things are mandatory, you know, I'll be there.
I would
how,
expect
like how far there, do you think Kyler's willing to push?
I don't think this is going to be a training camp holdout. I know he's not happy, but like,
you've is he pushing the right buttons already?
I don't think so. But you've already made your point, right? And if your objective is like, I want to be compensated like a top quarterback, you don't get that by taking money out of your own pocket by not showing up to mandatory stuff, right? Like everybody knows, like your point's been made. He has an ultimate trump card beyond just holding out training camp and I'll just go play baseball. He has a very unique reverse Uno card he can drop on the table at any point that doesn't involve him taking money out of his own pocket. So I would expect Kyler will be there, but Kyler's, he's already made his point.
Did you know most people are paying too much on their auto loan? Dave used Auto Approve to refinance his car, replacing his overpriced loan with a cheaper loan and lowering his monthly payment. Now, since he saved with Auto Approve, he's sitting behind the third base dugout instead of the bleachers. Auto Approve connects vehicle owners with their best available rates to refinance their existing car loans with no markups ever and handles the paperwork, yes, even the DMV, making it simple to save thousands and pay less each month. How? By instantly accessing the nation's top lenders to uncover great savings. When you refinance with Auto Approve, you get your best rate and more with an advocate that works for you to make sure you get the best deal that's right for you. In fact, in 2021, Auto Approve was able to save their customers on average over $150 a month. That means more money for better seats, better snacks, or that new jersey you deserve. Not only will they save you on your monthly auto payment, but for all of our listeners that refinance through Auto Approve, they'll send you $100 cash to your mailbox. So what are you waiting for? Auto loan rates are historically low. Take your tailgate to the next level when you refinance with Auto Approve. Put more money in your pocket for what matters most. To find out how much you could save and to claim your $100 cashback offer, visit autoapprove.com/believe. That's autoapprove.com/BLEAV. Kyle, you mentioned Uno, and I'm wondering if you know who the Michael Jordan of Uno is.
Is it your brother?
No. Oh. It's Tyreek Hill. I was wondering if you had seen this video. I watched it on YouTube last night, a GQ video on, it was like the top 8 or 10 things that Tyreek Hill like couldn't live without. Uno cards was part of the list, and he called himself the Michael Jordan of Uno. Yeah, he said he knows Tyreek, knows when how to play him, man. So just Tyreek, don't get your...
Tyreek had a media availability yesterday. He's having a good time down in South Florida, so I'm glad tell, Uno, man, is one way he'll keep himself busy in South Florida.
Dude, yeah, like
a lot of other stuff.
Be searching for... That was more for you, Kyle. I know you're going to be a lot of games and stuff like that. Just don't get yourself caught up in a Uno contest with Tyreek Hill. Man's going to take your money.
I will leave them all out of my wallet and out of my pocket so I don't tempt fate.
Well, he's got them with him at all times, so you're... Be careful.
Just don't bring up Uno. Got it. Jonathan Taylor, you want to talk about Jonathan Taylor?
Don't pay him.
You want to talk about Jonathan Taylor?
Was that a boring way to do that? All right, so he's going to be the next one, right? He's a free agent after 2023. So, man, like the amount of carries,
they don't have a quarterback commitment.
No, listen, I understand. There's two different things here, right? There's the what are the Colts going to do, and what would Joe do? And I'll do my best here to differentiate the two things. Free agent after 2023, this guy's unbelievably productive. One of those running backs you play against and you're nervous about it, right? Because he's so big and powerful and explosive and, you know, it's just he's a do-it-all type player. But he's going to be that guy that we start to have conversations about like we've had with Derrick Henry and Todd Gurley and insert whatever running back gets paid a lot of money, Christian McCaffrey. And it's just about how he's going to age, right? Like he's 23 years old. He'll be, I guess, 25 when he hits the open market. It's like
he's got
what
a whole
type
second
of
contract?
What do you?
430.
Why is Jonathan Taylor going to be the success story with running back contracts? Like, why is he going to be different?
Do you take any exception to the Derrick? Do you hate the Derrick Henry contract?
It wound up being a little less than I thought it would be. I'm not mistaken,
four years,
like
$12 million.
Right. It wound up being better than I thought. And I don't know. Like, if you're going to do this thing, where you're never. Like, the Colts are probably either going to continue this Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan quarterback thing, or they're going to go all in on one in the draft. And in either route, they're not putting themselves in position to commit major money to a quarterback, right? Like, because it'll either be a rookie quarterback or, like, these veteran-type players. And so from that perspective, from the Colts perspective, I would understand it. But there'd be a big level of concern that I would maintain that, like, just history has not been kind to running back contract extensions. And I have Jonathan Taylor, who had a bazillion carries for three seasons at Wisconsin, right? He had like 2,000 yards every year. This guy touched the football a ton. Now he's becoming, you know, the premier back of the NFL. I don't know why I should be convinced that Jonathan Taylor is going to be the outlier when it comes to running back contracts.
So let me ask you this. What NFL running back has aged the most gracefully in the last 20 years in your mind?
Dude, what's funny about – I love that question, and I'm not trying to pivot it, but, like, in the past, these running backs aged well, right? Like, you could go back and think about all these players, Curtis Martin, Jerome Bettis, Thurman Thomas, Emmitt Smith. You know, these guys, like 90s running backs, early 2000s, a lot of these guys, they played a long time. But for some – it has not been kind to – the recent players. I don't know. That doesn't answer your question. Over the last 20 years, what running backs have aged the most gracefully?
Is it Peterson? I mean, ignore like the 35, 36, and 37-year-old version of Adrian Peterson.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was good into his 30s. I mean, Frank Gore was LeSean McCoy had some good seasons into his 30s or pushing 30.
So,
I guess the good news for John Taylor is 25. Yeah. Go ahead.
Right. And that's kind of the point that I'm making is, first of all, this is the identity of the Colts team right now. This is who you are. And if it's not a proverbial carries number and it's more of an age number, I think Jonathan Taylor has shown he can shoulder that workload because of what he did at Wisconsin. And it's only a problem if it's a problem, right? And I think Jonathan Taylor has shown between Wisconsin and the workload that he had and what he's done early on in Indianapolis, he's capable of taking that workload. Now, I don't know if I were Indianapolis, I'd be eager to sign this contract this summer either, because the market for running back contracts is on a whole different scope and scale as far as inflation than a lot of the other positions across the NFL. It's not a sprint to set the market, right? And a lot of times the contracts that go bad are the guys who sign with 2 years left on their deal, and then 2 years pass, and it's like, okay, it's time for the first year of the new contract, and oh my God, like, he's not the same player. Right. So if I'm in Indianapolis, I probably would take my sweet time with this one too.
So you mentioned that this is who the Colts are, and I agree with you. But, like, do you start to need to ask yourself questions about that? Because I think the Colts have a winning formula. I think they're always going to be a good team. I think they're going to challenge for double-digit wins, but, like, is this formula of, okay, insert quarterback, lean on John Taylor, play good defense. Is that ever, are you going to win playoff games with that? Or like, are you going to realize that you're in the AFC with all these other good quarterbacks and you have a different script and you apply it to Tennessee? Like, one and done the last 2 years in the playoffs after going to the AFC Championship game 3 years ago.
You are just trying to catch lightning in a bottle, right? That's all it is. Just get a ticket to the dance and hold lightning in a bottle. Look at San Francisco made a run to the championship game last year. They should have lost like four of their last five games.
You're trying to do what the Jags did a couple years ago. Run the ball well, play good defense, and see if he can get hot. And they were basically one half away from playing in the Super Bowl. That's what you're trying to do.
Like, are you ever going to be tired of that, though?
I would be, but like, Chris Ballard is in no rush to make this decision.
I know.
So if you're not in a rush to make the decision and you're not tied up financially with the big time contract, I don't see any reason why you'd have apprehension to pay Jonathan Taylor as long as he continues to produce at the level as he has. I would just probably take my sweet time with coming around with that offer that's going to put him in that top tier of running back contracts, because like, the McCaffrey contract screwed it up, right? And you got Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones signing for $12 million per, and then you got the McCaffrey deal.
I mean, I think you can look at McCaffrey, and I put Zeke Elliott in there, 6 years, 90. It's just like the Mixon deal, the Henry deal, the Aaron Jones deal, the Nick Chubb deal. Like, okay, all right, I can live with it. Yeah. But you can't go Elliott, Kamara, and CMC. Like, that's where
And if you give him that, wait another 12 months until the salary cap is magically going to be like $235 million, right?
It's like that percentage of cap. Year.
Yeah. So I don't know that one gets done this summer either. Chris, we have to do an offense and a defense this. Because we're
not going to get too much further here.
Tomorrow, Rich Boy Summer 2 Electric Boogaloo coming to a podcast feed near you.
That has to be the title. I'm telling you right now.
I've already decided that it's the title for tomorrow's
Great.
Show.
Great. Outstanding. Do we want to touch on Deebo Samuel? Let's do Deebo Samuel.
Are we not doing takes on takes tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday, Joe.
Joe, today's Wednesday. I know you were on vacation. Yeah, some of us were still working while you were gone. We have another day.
You know, back. I wasn't going to bring up back. That Kyle said 2024 at the beginning of yesterday's podcast, but, you know, I'm sorry that I didn't know what day of the week it was.
When was that?
Yesterday. You didn't see this?
No.
You didn't see this tweet? Came our way, no. Sir.
Imagine thinking I'm reading the mentions because people are just miserable on social media in the offseason.
No, this is a funny tweet. Never again can Grinding the Tape pay out Joe Marino for not knowing what day of the week it is after dropping in from 2 years in the future from today's Draft Dudes podcast. It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2024.
Well, 2024. I guess we're not doing Deebo Samuel. Sorry, guys. I tried to get us on track there.
We had a good conversation about two players.
Fact or fiction. Saquon Barkley gets paid more than $10 million per season with his next contract.
Fiction.
Fact or fiction, Saquon Barkley gets paid $8 million or more in his next contract. As a player entering the last year of his current contract.
Yeah, situation. I think he'll get that. I think he gets eight. I think he'll have a
He's
going to
get the Melvin Gordon deal. The Melvin Gordon dollars.
Yeah. I mean,
man, I hope he can stay healthy. I don't know how much they're going to have success running the ball, but I hope he can stay healthy this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all do. Obviously, like, that offensive infrastructure, like, it's going to be challenging. I mean, obviously Brian Daboll can get it to a good spot, but I still think teams are going to load up the box and try to make Daniel Jones beat them. And if I know anything about Brian Daboll, you know, that'll lead to a lot of empty sets and, you know, a lot of motion and doing things to create better looks. But I just wonder if it's going to be a great scenario for Saquon to showcase himself. Obviously 2018, you know, we've seen him play well, but
so
I don't know if this is going to be his best stage.
I just scrolled through the list from NFL.com. This might be a two. Chris, how many sequels can we plan for Rich Boy Summer?
We can come up with as many titles as we can come up with. We can do this series for as long as you
outstanding, guys because there is a ton of names that we have to get into. We made the mistake of starting with Lamar, who's probably one of the most complicated names on this list, and therefore it required a lot of attention on our end to kind of cover it from all angles. But this was really fun, and you can bet there a lot more of these conversations are coming here starting tomorrow with Rich Boy Summer 2 here on Draft Dudes Playing According. Chris, help me out, full title again one more time. I don't have it written down, and I don't want to get it wrong because then I'll get tweets from being in the wrong sequel.
Rich Boy Summer 2 Electric Boogaloo tomorrow on the podcast feed.
Done. Thanks to our friends at BetOnline for their continued support of the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. Make it a good one. We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.